Locals only. That was the disturbing graffiti painted on a house in South Belfast. We discussed it yesterday, provoked pretty full-on response.
I mean, this isn't all as simple as you think it is, isn't it? I know you have a big house on your island or whatever. There's nobody near you, probably. But this is real life. Real life. I work for people from foreign countries. I sit and talk to people from foreign countries and work, and they're not just people you meet. But there is an element who really, really are not good people.
As there is with people of any kind of skin colour or background. I'm just trying to say to you that there's as much a chance as somebody who's white, born in Donegal Pass, doing what you're describing, as someone that comes from Poland. You don't support that graffiti, locals only, do you?
No, I do not. But I think locals are entitled to housing. I don't think it's a big kick up when somebody says, well, I want my daughter to have a house, because I've lived here for years. And you see, I would say where I live now, the community is 30% Immigration, where I live.
Well, the PEP are not happy about this story. Winston Irvine is the party's director of communications. Good morning to you, Winston.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. We noticed that the PEP issued a statement last night after the Nolan Show when one of your representatives said that you were your party is saddened and dismayed to hear the comments. Once again, the people of South Belfast, in the case of the much maligned Donegal Pass community, being maligned. In what way were they maligned? Are they not as angry about this graffiti as anybody else is?
Well, I think they are. I think the vast majority of right-thinking people will totally condemn the graffiti that we have seen going up in the recent days. However, I think we have had some politicians, particularly from the Alliance Party, who have tried to jump on a bandwagon here, Stephen, as they have done repeatedly over the course of the last number of years, and they have.
You don't mean Anna Lowe, do you? Who was racially abused herself? You're not accusing her of jumping on a bandwagon, are you?
Well, Stephen, I didn't mention any specific.
Well, maybe you should, rather than just inferring who.
Well, maybe you should let me make the point rather than trying to put words into my mouth. You've asked me to answer your question, so let me develop the answer. As far as we're concerned, this graffiti is absolutely outrageous. It does not represent that community. The point that I was making is that there are some politicians and some political parties, including the Alliance Party, who have jumped on a bandwagon and have tried to insinuate that the graffiti that has been put up represents an entire community's views on immigration.
I've never heard Alliance insinuate that.
Have you not?
No.
Well, I have, and I've heard it on many occasions where broad swathes of the community are being categorised as people who are being racist and have racist views, and in particular, the loyalist community. So that's nothing new, Stephen, and if you don't know that, then I'm surprised at that. But I think we need to get back to the real issues here. The fact of the matter is, this should not be happening within communities. This is intolerable that we have people saying that there should be locals only. As far as we're concerned in the PUP, there are organisations such as South Belfast Alternatives who work alongside people from all and every cultural background within the South Belfast community.
But Winston, within
on a daily basis.
Winston, within the PUP statement, it says, we're afraid that on this occasion, this is more about trying to put down the community of South Belfast and to further damage the reputation of the local area in order to score some cheap electoral point. Now, the whole point is this. After this programme has brought this issue up yesterday morning, the housing executive have said that they're going to remove the graffiti. They've sent through a statement saying this. So this programme is certainly not putting anybody down.
And that's good that the housing executive are going to remove the graffiti, and so they should do. But let's not pick out one lane of a statement. We're absolutely clear that this is totally unacceptable. Whoever done it is wrong. They do not represent the community of South Belfast. But we are also saying that there is ample evidence whereby the Alliance Party, in particular, have tried to jump on a bandwagon and have tried to portray large swathes of the community in South Belfast as being racist. And that is certainly not the case. And we believe that this is nothing short of electioneering on some people's behalf.
When we heard from people yesterday, very passionate, there were a range of views, but some of the views yesterday from people were that it should be local jobs for local people, and they want local people to be prioritised in terms of housing and in terms of jobs. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, there's fair employment legislation, Stephen, that underpins employment in this country. People should be employed based on the merit of what that individual can bring to the particular job. Of course, local employment should be key to that, and local people should have the same access opportunities as the next person.
And how would you define a local person?
Someone who wants to apply for a job that is within the locality in which they live.
So they could come from Poland and have lived here for a year and they're local, is that right?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't it?
Well, it flies in the face of what some people were saying yesterday, that they're saying, look, if they've lived and paid taxes here all their life, they want to be a step ahead. They're unashamedly saying they should be at the front of the queue.
I'm not saying anything different.
Well, you are. You're saying there should be a level playing field for everybody.
That's exactly right.
But that's not what some people were saying yesterday. Look, I'm not having a go at you.
There's going to be different views around this. Of course there is. And that the view that you have just outlined to me is not the view of the Progressive Unionist Party. We're saying there should be a level playing field, there should be equal access, and people should be employed based on the merit that they bring to that job, potentially.
It's about difference and celebrating difference in Northern Ireland, not something that we've been terribly good at over the years.
Well, yes, there are issues around, there are cultural differences. We see that being played out between the British identity and the Irish identity through parades and protests. And there are other, we have a very pluralistic and diverse community in Northern Ireland, which obviously we are very proud of. But there is a very decent, hard-working community in South Belfast who are fed up to the back teeth of being labelled as some kind of racist. And that's the point in all this, Stephen. Yes, there is graffiti goes up across Northern Ireland.
How come the graffiti stayed up then and nobody from the local community piped up about it until this radio programme did it yesterday morning?
Well, I don't know.
Is that a fair question?
Well, you don't know, and I don't know who actually made the phone call to the housing executive to have the graffiti removed. I suspect it'll be someone within the locality of South Belfast. So I don't think we should assume that people were happy for that graffiti to be on the walls. In fact, we know that the vast majority of people are totally against it. And that is why the Progressive Unionist Party made their views very, very clear yesterday and are making their views very clear today again.
OK. And what do you think the mechanism should be when that type of... Because someone sent us another photograph in East Belfast of a wall with a swastika... graffiti of a swastika and a gun saying all Polish people should be out.
Well, I've seen graffiti being put up in a range of media outlets where people saying Polish people welcome, but Huns aren't a reference to the Protestant community. So there are all kinds of offensive and grotesque graffiti goes up right across Northern Ireland and all sorts of different communities. I can speak on the issue of Woodville Park. When there was graffiti going up in Woodville Park, which was just wanton vandalism, we sat down and we had a multi-agency approach to it. So we asked the city council, we asked the park manager, we asked the housing executive and the police and the local community to come together. And as soon as there was graffiti identified within that locality, that we would give a 48-hour commitment to those agencies working together to ensure that graffiti was taken down and removed immediately. So you're talking about mechanisms. There should be a mechanism put in place if there's the infrastructure and the commitment within the community to work alongside statutory agencies.
Okay.
For when this graffiti goes up, that it should be taken down as quickly as possible.
Have a listen to Jan in Ballygar. Morning, Jan.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I haven't been on for a while because I have been quite ill back and forward. So, but I was just telling your offices there that My daughter was waiting 16 and a half years for a house. Now, she comes from...
She couldn't have been waiting 16 and a half years.
Listen, she was waiting 16 and a half years, and that was by Newtownards Housing Executive. They are the worst of the worst now. I'm going to tell you something. Eventually, when I was so ill last year, and I knew nothing about this here, they offered her, it's a little over a year ago, they offered her this place, and it's just a dundering in it was. And there was neither a road into it nor a road out of it. And she has a good new car. Well, I mean, if you wanted to park your car, you had to park your car a mile, ages from where this house was.
Is she disabled?
No.
How has she got a new car and she can't afford her own house?
Stephen, it's my car, really. It was between the two of us.
So she's driving a brand new car and you want the taxpayer to pay for her house?
Stephen, listen to me, Stephen. Please listen me out. Stephen, that is my car. She's always drove, and the girl has had three breakdowns in that time. That's the girl who was working in this shop down here, and somebody went in one night at 10 o'clock and put a gun to her head and told her to hand over the money down there or else. And I mean, that girl has never worked an hour since. That's just the person you're talking about now and I'm talking about.
Okay.
And my daughter wasn't well enough for to really go into the house, but she was doing it up inside. At the end of the day, she had to give it up when I saw what it was. A dundering in, Stephen, after 16 and a half.
And how is this relevant to the immigration debate we're doing this morning,
Stephen,
with Winston?
Stephen, just listen to me out here. In Cumber, she had down for a house in Cumber, and in Cumber they built 400 houses. They built 27 houses here in Ballygowan, and they built 10 or 14 before that. And never once was she offered one of them. But yet, those foreigners, and I have nothing against them at all, just get that right. But they were able to walk in and get a good house. And the trousers, when they were doing their washing, they hung the trousers out through the window, look, on the top windows. That's the sort of people. And I mean, they could...
Well, hold on a minute. People. What do you mean that's the sort of people? You don't think native Cumber people would hang their trousers out the window?
Stephen, surely to God, they could put a line up. They were hanging the jeans out over the top
of
the window.
Yes, but Jan, you can't be comfortable. You shouldn't be, you know, these sweeping statements that's what foreigners do.
Stephen, I went and told them to take them away because they didn't do that in this part of the world.
And why was that upsetting you, Jan?
Pardon?
Why was that upsetting you?
Why was it upsetting me? Because, Stephen, when I think of how long she waited for a house, and to think then that somebody just walks in like that from a foreign country, it doesn't matter, Stephen, and just takes over a house, a good, decent house where you could go.
Well, they applied for the house. They must have had enough points to get the house.
Stephen, somewhere that you could walk into. No. Stephen, there was only a little path into that house. You couldn't wheel a pram down it.
Jan, thank you. Jim in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, you see the people that put that graffiti about locals only. Why do you think they put that graffiti on the walls? Can I ask you that? Why do you think?
Because,
what was the reason for them doing that?
Because they're idiots.
Yes, but you keep going back to racism, saying they're racist and they're all this hindering it. Stephen, if you're being hounded and tormented by loots and people who are ruining your area and are doing it, like that guy spoke there, hanging treasures out the window and all, but people don't do it. That's not normal for Belfast people to do. When people, different cultures do different things, but you keep counting on it as racist. Oh, they're Egypt. They're not Egypt, Stephen. If they're being tormented around their own homes and they can't live properly in their own area, why should they not say locals only? Because I would dare have...
Yeah, because all locals, Jim, are really well behaved in Northern Ireland. No locals riot. No locals thieve. No locals have loud parties. It's all just foreign people, isn't it, Jim? For goodness sake, wise up.
But you're linking that to racism because of somebody.
If someone puts graffiti up on walls saying locals only, if someone puts a sign of a gun on a swastika and saying Polish people out, yes, Jim, I'm saying
it's racist.
Yes, it's racist.
But not by locals only, meaning that's just not real. It's because the people are hounded and tormented.
So are you seriously saying, Jim, that there should be some areas in Northern Ireland where anybody that travels here to live from a foreign country are banned? Are you seriously suggesting that?
No,
locals
not banned,
only.
But when they come into an area and cause the trouble that we're talking about now, when people are trying to do a day's work and live peacefully, are being hounded by people coming out urinating up Andrew's drunkenness and all like that there, then not the ban of people, but when they come into a country, they have to abide by the culture and the rules of the country.
Winston, now you're getting a sense.
Culture to the country.
Winston, are you getting a sense now of what we got yesterday?
Yes, I am, and I think the caller is making a fair point, Stephen, insofar as, you know, there's an assumption made here if someone puts up, you know, graffiti about locals only, that that's almost, you know, taken as a given, as a reference to someone from a, you know, foreign country. That could be very much linked to someone who has maybe moved in from another area of Northern Ireland, who may be perceived to be causing a bit of disruption.
No, it's not. It's not.
Let me just make a wider point here. I don't think we can disassociate. I don't think we can pretend that the social and environmental conditions in parts of some of South Belfast are not part of this debate as well, because some of the housing estates and some of the social housing conditions and the quality of the social housing in some of the areas in South Belfast is an absolute and utter disgrace. And therefore, there is a big housing issue within South Belfast.
And maybe if there was more time concentrated on housing rather than flags and emblems, maybe the housing stock would improve.
Well, I think people are concentrating on how to improve housing stock. There are other issues there as well about, you know, because we're talking about immigration. So, you know, social housing, particularly in areas where areas have been neglected and run down and where the social housing quality is an absolute and utter disgrace.
Martin has a question for you, Winston. Martin, good morning.
Good morning.
You speak to Winston. Go ahead.
I want to ask Winston, he said that these things are happening right across the north of Ireland, things like that. These things are basically happening in loyalist areas.
Well, that's just rubbish.
And the media put it out.
That's utter rubbish.
Will you let me speak?
Let's let him finish his point.
And the media put it out and they say East Belfast, South Belfast, whatever, which could maybe take in a short straw or whatever. It's not happening in a short straw. It's happening in Newton Arch Road.
Well, Martin,
let me speak.
You've made your point, so let me speak.
I didn't make my point. You were speaking over me. I was just.
Well, do you want to finish it?
Well, finish your point, Martin. Go on.
Well, my point is basically it happens in loyalist areas overall. It doesn't happen in nationalist areas. Probably a wee bit here and there, but.
Are you finished? You
know, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, not wanting to single out any community, but it's suffice to say, and you could pick it up on social media in a heartbeat. There are plenty of nationalist districts across Northern Ireland that have very offensive, sectarian and racist graffiti up, saying very clearly that Protestants aren't welcome, but foreign nationals are. So, Martin, you're talking out your hat. You know, the fact of the matter is, racism and sectarianism is alive and well in Northern Ireland. And to say otherwise...
Winston, see, and I'm talking out my hat. Look at the Nolan Show. Look back in the whole history of the Nolan Show and the BBC. Has any shows been done... Has Stephen done any shows where people have been burnt out of national stories regular? Has there been people kicked to death for the sake of them being...
Hold on.
Has Stephen done a show for people being kicked to death or almost kicked to death simply for being a Catholic? Has nationalists kicked Protestants to death? Is there any shows that you can remember? Because
Let me respond.
Well, I think you made your point, though, Martin. Let's let him respond.
Let me respond, and you know, I think you need to sort of settle down a bit as well.
No, don't need to settle down.
As you know, you raise a fair point. Yeah, most of these programmes are concentrating on perceived ills and problems within sort of unionist community, and to suggest that there is no racism or no sectarianism going on within nationalist communities, I think is utter nonsense, to be quite frank with you. Let me just remind you.
Racism is different from sectarianism, though, isn't it?
I can prove.
You're going to let me finish.
I think you've got to let him finish, Martin.
You're going to let me finish.
Just let him finish.
There's a very fine example that I can, you know, point up to you in relation to North Belfast, when an entire Protestant community had to leave the Torrance district of North Belfast because of Republican threats and violence. Now, maybe the BBC and the Nolan Show should do a story and an article and a programme about the impact that community had to suffer and what the outcome.
But Winston, you're talking about, and you're talking, and of course absolutely, and it's a fair comment to make if you're talking about religion. But when we're talking about race, do you accept what people like Martin are saying in terms of race, that the nationalist community is far more tolerant of immigrants and people coming into this country than your community?
No, I don't. I absolutely do not accept that. I think it's an absolute and utter myth and a falsehood that Martin's trying to...
No, that's nonsense.
All right.
The whole thing is there to prove it.
Okay.
The whole thing is there to prove it.
All right.
This has been happening to Catholics and nationalists for centuries.
Martin, thank you. We've got to leave it there. We've got to leave it there because we're out of time. Martin, thank you. Winston, thanks for coming on this morning. Really appreciate it.